Common sense is not so common. And in an era where global uncertainty is rampant and government is out of control, this is the show making sense of all the madness. Broadcasting live from the Arizona desert, you can't dodge the Hodge. Here's your host, Dave Hodges.
Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show, the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Welcome to our guest segment with Dr. Ted Brower, and we're going to prevail upon Dr. Ted for some of his expertise. And I got to say this, folks, I have known Ted for years and years and years. He first called me when he was guest hosting for Joyce Riley over on GCN, and ever since then, we just became friends, and I get to do things with Ted that you don't, which is to ask him medical questions. And I have to say this, I would have had knee surgery, 15 years ago, had I not listened to Dr. Ted. I did, no surgery. I probably would have had back surgery, had I not listened to Dr. Ted. And I did, and no back surgery. And actually, I'm lifting weights, I work out. And so no ill effects, and you too can get the same advantage. So we're going to actually put Dr. Ted to the test today. I've got questions I want to ask him about diabetes, asthma, and generally about cancer and things you need to be doing. And then, of course, we'll get into the political arena because, as we were talking about in our pre-air conversation, Dr. Ted and I both agree America's coming apart at the seams. I mean, you got people that want to cancel the 4th of July. I think that's all you need to know. So we're going to go there. And by the way, the show, this segment is coincidentally brought to you by Health Masters, healthmasters.com for all your health needs. And once you hear Dr. Ted talk, if you've heard just hearing him for the first time, you're going to say, wow, this is really impressive. And it is. It's the best that there is. And I will tell you this, as we get into more supply chain problems, you are going to need to learn to handle your problems on a natural health care basis where you can stockpile what you need. Because right now you go to your doctor, hey, doc, I need this medicine. I can only give you 90 days. That's all the insurance company will let me. And I'll tell you, some of these crises that are coming our way, they're going to last a lot longer than 90 days. So I hope you listen carefully as we go through today. We're going to talk about three conditions, and then we're going to get into politics. Ted, thanks so much for joining us. By the way, I should mention this too. When you hear things, you hear Ted talk about products and so forth and treatments, you can get a 5% discount from this show only. This is exclusive for our audience using the coupon code DAVE5 at healthmasters.com. But anyway, Ted, welcome, and I'm really glad we get to prevail upon you. I get to do what other people don't. I know you. If I have an issue, I can call you. And so it helps that you know the doctor in the house, so to speak. But, Ted, I'm really concerned with the growing rates of asthma, diabetes, and cancer. These are going off the charts now. We live in such an increasingly unhealthy society. And so I want to take these apart one at a time. And feel free to say what you want about mainstream medicine. That's okay. I'm not a fan of them either. And then I'd like to know what people should be doing for these conditions. So let's start with diabetes. What should people be doing and what should they not be doing?
Well, number one, let's start off with juvenile diabetes. Juvenile diabetes happens when you're a young child, and there really is no effective cure for that, except for, you know, taking supplemental insulin. That's number one. There's nothing. I've tried, when I had the clinic for years and years and years, I tried so many different approaches. You know, some people say that black seed oil is good for it. But what I can say with adult onset diabetes is it's relatively easy to maintain, because in most cases it's simply syndrome X. The body's continuing to produce insulin, but the body's not utilizing the insulin properly. So you have to cut back on what's called high glycemic foods. In other words, you don't want to eat a bunch of sugar all the time. You don't want to eat a bunch of white potatoes. You want to basically stay with foods that are going to digest more slowly, which prevents the glucose, the blood sugar, from spiking, which prevents the need for additional amounts of insulin. Plus, turmeric is a very, very good product. Insulin support, turmeric. We have something that we have on our website, healthmasters.com. We have a healthy blood sugar protocol. And we go into detail of what cinnamon does, what turmeric does, what B vitamins do. Very, very important. So adult onset diabetes is not easy to correct, but it's a lot easier to change your diet and get the blood sugar back under control than it is to have to deal with the consequences of injecting insulin into your body, because your body, in most cases, already has too much insulin with the syndrome X and adult onset diabetes. Now, in some cases, that's not true, but in most cases, that is. So we have to be careful. Now, the Journal of the Indian Diabetic Association said years ago, did a big study on turmeric, and they said that pre-diabetics had 100% success rate in using turmeric to preventing full-blown adult onset diabetes. Now, I'm not making any claims of diabetes at all. I'm just saying that there's nutrients that specifically help your body to maintain healthy insulin levels and healthy glucose metabolism if you eat the right foods and stay away from foods that turn to sugar very quickly. They're called high glycemic foods. People don't realize that a white potato, like a baked potato, if you eat a white potato, it turns to sugar more quickly in your bloodstream because of its glycemic index than table sugar does. And that's something that a lot of people have not realized, Dave, over the years. So they're constantly doing things. They're drinking fruit juices. They're eating white potatoes. They're eating French fries. They're eating all of the dried fruits and all the different things that they're eating on an ongoing basis, plus high fructose corn syrup that massively exacerbates, adult onset diabetes. So, they're always saying, well, we've got to have a cure for diabetes. We have to have a cure for obesity. Well, the cure, we already have it. Okay, from a health standpoint, is to eat clean. As far as for adult onset diabetes, you stop eating junk, you stop drinking high fructose corn syrup and sodas, you start drinking distilled water. You can even take 1 ounce of fresh squeeze, it has to be fresh squeeze, lemonade into 9 ounces of distilled water. You sweeten it with a little bit of stevia, makes a great tasting lemonade, and it really helps to strengthen the liver and the pancreas and the body's ability to process and metabolize sugar properly. But be very, very careful, because if you suddenly start doing that and cut out all your sugar quickly, you can actually drop your sugar too low. So be very careful if you're going to be doing all of these changes when you're driving a car or operating heavy equipment, and make sure if you have a glucometer to measure and monitor your blood sugar, because it will come down very, very, very quickly when you change your diet. People don't realize that. And that's the most frustrating to me thing, Dave. It's, they decide that, well, we're going to put you on metformin. Well, they don't tell you that metformin, one of the side effects, is pancreatic cancer. There are literally millions of people on the, in the United States right now taking metformin. It causes pancreatic cancer plus a whole host of other diseases. So we always tell folks, before you start taking a drug, before you start putting chemicals into your body, try the natural approach. Now, the asthma conditions that we've talked about, we've seen really good results with the biochemical plasma cell salts, with the methylated vitamin B6, with cod liver oil, with B-complex, with magnesium brain food. There are all kinds of natural things that you can do to help alleviate problems with asthma that are nutritionally related. And people need to understand that, asthma is a serious problem. When you can't breathe, it's pretty doggone scary. And years ago, we had a young man come to the office, and his baby had been diagnosed with asthma. And the baby was actually on a respirator at night. The baby was brand new, like 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks old. And the mother was breastfeeding the child, but the baby had severe asthma, and the mother had asthma. And so I told the young fellow, his name was Josh, I said, why don't you do this? Why don't you put the mother on these supplements that we just suggested, including flaxseed oil, cod liver oil, B6, all methylated B vitamin complex, and try that and see what happens. And she started doing that, and within 2 weeks, the baby's asthma completely went away, her asthma went away. And so what we always tell people is this: a lot of times when we have health issues, we're not dealing with our body's being quote-unquote chronically ill, we're dealing with a deficiency symptom that's being caused by specific nutrients that are not present in the body, and people need to realize that. That's why you need to be on a really high-quality multiple vitamin. We've got a great powdered multiple, because I know a lot of you guys don't like swallowing pills, and we've got the ultimate multiple powdered vitamin. Just had a brand-new fresh batch made. It's just come in. It's a phenomenal product. I use it every single day, 1 to 2 scoops, usually 2 scoops, and it's a really good catch-all as far as overall health. You think, well, why do you use the powder? Well, because when we use powdered supplements like that, we don't have to use flow agents to get them to go into capsules. We don't have to do other things that we have to do with capsules. So I really like a powdered multiple in a powdered form. Plus, a lot of people hate swallowing pills, and this actually tastes pretty good. You put a couple scoops in a glass of water and drink it. It flavors the water real nice, and it tastes pretty good. And so that's what we always do here at the house, is we use the powdered multiple. Plus, it's really easy to get children to drink it, because it kind of tastes like a fruit punch to them. And so that's why I always tell folks, always make sure you get your baseline covered as far as your essential nutrients every single day by using a really good, high-quality powdered multiple. Now, I don't like the multiples that have shellac coatings on them. If you're going to get a multiple in capsule, get it in powder and capsule, not a tablet, that's got shellac over it. Most of those vitamins won't digest in your system. They won't go into your body. And most of them are what they call chemical extracts, and they're very unhealthy. And very rarely do they ever use methylated B vitamins. The reason we use methylated B vitamins, a lot of people have certain genetic predispositions not to be able to metabolize B vitamins properly. About 30% of the population actually has that. And so when you put a methylated B vitamin, it steps past that process and allows the body to absorb the B vitamin. That's why most people who take B vitamins or vitamins in general, they say, well, these vitamins don't work. I don't feel any different. Well, when you say our vitamins, because they're methylated, you're going to feel like a shot of energy. It's amazing what they do and how well they work. And that's why we promote them like we do. Now, you mentioned cancer earlier today.
Yeah, before you leave that, I wanted to ask a question about methylated. Are all your vitamins methylated, or do you have to specifically ask for it?
No, all of our B vitamins are all specifically methylated, all of them. Okay. And many of the other minerals are properly chelated, et cetera. But you can talk to Steve at the office at 1-800-726-1834 anytime you have a question, and he can cover all of the different supplements that we carry and what's in them. Now, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. If you're going to do that and you're going to call Steve up and you're going to find out what supplements we carry, I ask you at that point to go ahead and order the supplements that we have rather than going to Walmart and buying junk stuff, because I've had this happen repeatedly. Because what happens is it takes Steve hours sometimes on the phone with some people. Then they go to Walmart and they basically buy junk. I've seen it, done it, been in this for 40 years. Now, here's the problem with that. And I've actually had this happen, Dave. I've had people call Steve up, go to Walmart, buy the stuff he suggests, which don't work. They're absolute nonsense, garbage products, as far as I'm concerned. And then come back and ship the Walmart products back to Health Masters for a refund when they never bought them from us.
Oh, my goodness.
It's unbelievable. You think that people would do? People have done that.
It's called fraud.
So I just said, I shake my head. And then they call up and they complain and say, hey, you know, we tried this. It didn't work. No, you didn't try this. You did exactly what we tell you not to do. You went and bought a bunch of synthetic chemical garbage vitamins that aren't methylated, that don't work, that have a shellac coating over them, because you got a bottle for 99 cents with three bottles free, and now you think that you're going to get help. I prefer, to be honest with you, before you took a vitamin like that, a garbage product that's probably made in China and has who know what chemicals in it, I would recommend that you don't take any vitamins at all. And that you just try to eat as clean as you can, eat as organic as much as you possibly can. That's what I'd recommend. Because those supplements, not only do they not work, they can actually harm you with the toxic load they put into your system. I know years ago, I tried one of these vitamins from store-bought vitamins, this many decades ago, and every time I took it, I felt sick. I felt nauseous. I felt worse when I took it than when I didn't take it. Finally, I thought, this is nuts. I'm not going to use this garbage. This is, you know, many decades ago. And that's why I realized with Health Masters, we always manufacture the highest quality supplements we can make. Why? Because the Brewer family, and our grandchildren and children use the same supplements. We do this. So if I can make a better product, I would. But I can't. I don't know how to make any better products. That's why we always recommend that, you know, you price our products first. And if you're going to price something that's similar to our product, that's up to you. Okay? But I'm telling you, when you start comparing apples to apples and products that are similar with methylated supplements, the prices are all about the same, because these products are very, very expensive to promote and to produce. They really are. And I remember there's another talk show. Well, there's several talk show hosts out there that sell vitamins, and some of them have some pretty good products, some of them don't. And one of the guys, every time you turn around, oh, our product's on sale for 70% off. You know, we need your support, blah, blah, blah. You get three bottles, you get two bottles for free. I'm like, yeah, well, they're selling the synthetic garbage, the stuff that doesn't work. And sometimes, you know, these people get their products acid and they've got chemicals that are lead in them. You know, I've seen that too. So be very, very careful. All of our products have to go through a mass spectrometer. All of the raw materials go through a mass spectrometer. And if there's any evidence of heavy metal contamination, we don't use the product. We dispose of the batch, and we basically tell our supplier to send us another batch that doesn't have contamination in it. That's why every once in a while we'll have a back order on our products, almost always because we've rejected the batch. Because we said, no, we're not going to take this because of this or this or this. Now, see, that's the importance of getting good high-quality supplements. And that's why we offer the simple guarantee. Use the product for 30 days. If you don't feel better, send them back. And we'll give you a refund. And we rarely, rarely get any refunds. I mean, every once in a while, a couple people a year, and almost invariably, Dave, every time they ask for a refund, they send the bottles back, and they're not even open. They're not even open. They didn't even use them. But then at that point, we can't resend them out because they left our office, so we can't reship them. We can't put them back into inventory, so we have to dispose of them. But the reality is this. Whenever we have a person use the supplements and take them as suggested on the labels, they don't send them back because the products work that well.
Yeah.
So I just want to share that with you guys too. What other health questions you want to talk about?
Well, you're doing a great job here. Let me ask you this. With regard to the B6 and asthma, I've heard this before. How does that work? How does it interact with the
lungs? Dave, I used to know the exact mechanism of the lungs that did that. It deals with water. It deals with molecular absorption. I don't remember anymore because when I did the initial research on the B6, it was almost 30 years ago. And as good as my memory is at the age of 65, I can look it up for you and I can find out for you. We can cover it on a later show. But right now, I just know that it works. But that B6 has to be methylated. Remember that. And it needs to be capsule, powder and capsule, and not a hard tablet. The same thing with folate. You've got to take extra folate if you're pregnant to help prevent, spinal bifida and neural tube defects. Really important that you take a good methylated folate if you're pregnant with really good B complex. In that last trimester of your pregnancy, make sure you take extra omega-3 fats. In fact, we've got one of the best multiple vitamins on the market for pregnant women, and we've had so many healthy Health Masters babies. And we just had another one 2 weeks ago. Mackenzie had a little boy over 8 pounds, absolutely healthy. And the first thing I told her, I texted her the day of the birth. I said, make sure that baby doesn't get that hepatitis shot. And she goes, what happens at new birth? This is so ridiculous. The government decided many years ago that all pregnant women are drug IV using prostitutes with all kinds of diseases, including hepatitis. They just decided that all pregnant women have hepatitis and are basically whores. I can't make this stuff up. So it's easier trying to rather just figure out if a person's a whore or not, because it's not politically correct to ask them. Okay, you assume that all these children basically are being exposed to hepatitis, and that's why they give them the hepatitis shot as soon as they're born. Here's the problem with this whole stupid hepatitis shot at birth. The children's immune systems are not formed for the first year to 2 years. They can't even produce antibodies. They get the antibodies from the mother's breast milk. That hepatitis shot does nothing but inject a giant toxic load of hepatitis, killed virus, and mercury into that newly born infant. It's insanity what they do. And I told Mackenzie, I said, make sure that baby doesn't get a hepatitis shot. She goes, already taken care of, already covered. You told us that last year. No way they're doing that to my child. Okay. Same thing with our children. Two of our children were born by midwives. Two of our children were born, we were out of town, by hospitals. And what ended up happening is I told both the hospitals, I said, look, no shots for this newborn infant. Well, it's a routine thing. No, I said, it's not a routine thing. Not with me. I said, I will sue the hospital. And guys, listen to me. In some cases, you have to be that adamant with a hospital about not giving that child hepatitis because they're so used to doing it, they don't even think about it. They just automatically routine walk in with a doggone needle and shoot that child up, and they don't even tell you they're going to do it. They just do it. You've got to tell them they can't do it because it's part of the routine procedure that they always do. But again, it's because they're assuming that your wife, your child's mother, is a drug-using prostitute that has hepatitis. It's the most stupid thing I've ever heard of as far as how they decide to do that. But make sure it's really important. Now, let's talk about cancer for a second. I'm not making any claims of cancer whatsoever, but I'm saying this. It's a whole lot easier to prevent cancer than it is to cure cancer. That I will say. I'll be just blunt as I possibly can. Make sure you have adequate amounts of vitamin C in your diet every day. We use the vitamin C with antioxidants. It's a phenomenal product. It's got quercetin in it. It opens up cell membranes and basically pathways to allow the cell to absorb zinc, really important for stopping viral replication. So our vitamin C has quercetin in it. Now, quercetin is very, very expensive. That's why our vitamin C is a little bit more expensive than most vitamin C's are. But if you compare my vitamin C with quercetin powder in a capsule with quercetin to any other vitamin C that's powder in a capsule with quercetin, we're going to be the same price, if not less. Very important that you get that. Every morning when I get out of bed, I take 2 purple sticks and a glass of water, 32-ounce tumbler of water, with 3 vitamin C with antioxidants with quercetin. Every single morning when I go to bed at night, I take 3 more vitamin C with antioxidants with quercetin along with zinc and vitamin E. This is before I go to bed. And I also take some cleansing herbs that I use every night. I take all this stuff every night. I take coenzyme Q10, turmeric, all that stuff. I take it throughout the day. And it's best – here's what's important to understand. If you're going to take vitamins, take them throughout the day. Now, don't take the B vitamins at night, especially don't take my B vitamins at night. You take my B vitamins at night, you're not going to sleep. You're going to get too much energy. Take your vitamins in the morning after breakfast. Take them after lunch. Take them before you go to bed, after you eat, before you go to bed. but you know, try to take them within an hour after you eat. It's really important to understand that you need to spread the vitamins out throughout the day, because you only have X or a certain amount of receptor sites in the intestinal tract to absorb specific nutrients. And when you overload the body all day long with nutrients, they simply go through you. You have expensive urine or expensive feces. That's it. They don't get absorbed. So it's important to spread them out throughout the day to the best of your ability. If you can only do it morning and evening, do that. Now, what I also do in the morning, I have a very high protein breakfast. I usually eat eggs every morning. That's what I had today. I had 3 eggs for breakfast cooked in organic butter. Organic eggs cooked in organic butter. That's it. I don't eat toast. I don't eat hash browns. I don't eat a bunch of carbohydrates for breakfast, because I've learned with me personally now, this is my own metabolism, that if I dump a bunch of sugary foods in my body first thing in the morning, my blood sugar spikes, and then it drops down hard from the insulin response from my pancreas, and I get extremely tired. If I get if I drink a glass of orange juice first thing in the morning when I get out of bed, 30 minutes later, I'm back in bed sleeping. It hits me that hard. So I stay with a high-protein breakfast that sticks with me all morning for 3 to 4 hours, and then I eat like chicken and vegetables for lunch, or we'll go out and have something similar if we go out to lunch. And the same thing, I eat another snack at 4 or 5 in the afternoon. I eat another snack before I go to bed. So I'm snacking all day. I have to eat all the time. It's kind of a hassle doing it that way, but you never, ever gain body fat, and you keep your blood sugar very, very, very stable. It's a very clean diet. That's why Sharon wrote that last book, Eat Clean and Be Healthy. And she's got all kinds of great recipes in there that you can eat. Same thing, you can have chicken, you can have fish. Make sure they're not fried, though. Don't eat fried fish. Now, if you're going to pan fry it in olive oil, no big deal, but don't deep fat fry anything and eat it. And never eat deep fat fried foods in a restaurant ever. Number one, you don't know what type of oil it is. Number two, you don't know if it's rancid. If it's rancid, it's carcinogenic. It'll cause cancer, so don't eat it. Plus, most restaurants use soybean oil or canola oil. The soybean oil is a phytoestrogen. If you want to have gynecomastia, which means if you're a guy and you want to grow boobs, have soybean oil and start drinking soy milk, you'll get boobs pretty quickly. It's the transgenders have learned that a long time ago, which I'm being facetious now, but that really does do that. But also remember, when you have other things like canola oil, it's from the Canadian oil company, Canola. That's rapeseed oil, a genetically varied variety of rapeseed oil, which is extremely poisonous and toxic. It's like basically, you know, drinking WD-40 or whatever. Don't put canola oil in your body. It's unbelievably bad for you. So I see so many health products, quote unquote, with canola oil and soybean oil. Don't use those at all, ever. And don't ever, ever drink soy milk. Very, very, very important that we stay away from that. And remember, keep your antioxidants up. Keep your D3 levels up. You know, a new study just came out of Israel. It says you have a massive increase in risks of coming down with COVID and risks of coming down with diseases if your vitamin D levels are down. And it's so true. You need to keep your D levels between 70 and 80. Most people check their D levels and they're like, it's zero. They don't even register, because, you know, we're using sunscreen. We're not getting out into the sun like we used to. We're not taking supplements that actually work. And we're basically deficient in vitamin D. Vitamin D is absolutely critical, along with potassium iodine and vitamin C, to help maintain a healthy immune system and to prevent cancer. That's so important. Same thing with turmeric. Turmeric is really, really important too, as a anti-cancer preventative. Very important that all of those supplements are taking every single day in what we call high enough concentration or dosing that they're going to make a difference. In other words, if you take 20 milligrams of vitamin C a day, it ain't going to do much. It may prevent having scurvy symptoms, but it's not going to do much. In fact, Gerson Therapy Clinic, I'll say this about them, back in the early 20s and 30s, they had an interesting theory. Now, I'm not saying that I agree with this on your show. I'm just saying this is what the Gerson Therapy said. They said that scurvy was a subclinical diagnosis, in many cases confused with leukemia. And they said that if a person who's, quote, been diagnosed with leukemia massively increased their vitamin C levels, including intravenous vitamin C, that they could eliminate the symptoms associated with leukemia. Now, I'm not making that claim. You guys can do your own research on what they said. The reality is this. Vitamin C is important. You know, Linus Pauling got 2 Nobel Prizes, 2. And one of them was with his work on vitamin C. And when he did the vitamin C work, you know, I think he was in his 50s or 60s, and he got buffooned and laughed at and everything else by the quote-unquote mainstream PhD establishments, who most of them are, I kind of say that most PhDs means piled higher and deeper. And what ended up happening is he basically lived to be in his 90s working while all of these people that had ridiculed him that were his age all died, because he said the importance of taking vitamin C. He recommended 10 grams a day. The problem with that is it causes a lot of bowel intolerance and a lot of diarrhea. Now, I take about 5 to 6,000 milligrams a day, 5 to 6 grams a day, every single day. And I do it with the vitamin C, with antioxidants, with quercetin. It keeps your body really, really, really healthy. But the best thing to do with cancer is not to get it to start with. Avoid things like hydrogenated oils. Avoid aluminum chlorhydrate antiperspirant deodorants. Avoid all kinds of different things that have been linked to various types of cancer, including sodium nitrite in luncheon meats, which turn into nitrosamines in the gut, including sodium nitrate fertilizers that have gone into solution in water, especially in the farming areas, which will also convert to nitrites in the gut and increase the risk of colorectal cancer. Make sure you drink clean water. We have distillation systems at the office available at healthmasters.com. Your coupon code will work for that also. Drink distilled water. If you're concerned about, quote-unquote, mineral depletion in the water, which I've never been concerned about that. I've been drinking this for 40 years. Then you can get our trace mineral drops and put a drop of that into the distilled water. It will no longer be distilled water, but it will be distilled water that has had trace minerals added back to it. So there are different things that you can do to stay healthy. But number one is try to eat clean. Number two, do your best to avoid drinking chlorine and fluoride in the water. Always make sure you filter your water before you drink it. So very important, because chlorine and fluoride are both halogens. Very important. We understand that. And so is iodine. It's a halogen. And so when you ingest chlorine and fluoride, your thyroid thinks it's iodine because they're halogens, and they absorb into the thyroid, causing hypo or hyperthyroidism, which can cause all types of problems with weight gain and thyroid issues. I see this all the time. And these filters, many of them that claim to take fluoride and basically chlorine out of the water, don't. Now, these survival filters have a purpose. If you're having to drink from your swimming pool because you basically have no power and the power has been shut off to your neighborhood and you have no water and you have to use a survival filter, okay, use a survival filter. But in the meantime, get yourself a distiller, or at least a reverse osmosis system. I recommend distillation because I think it's a lot better unit. And at least use that for the time being. And guys, remember, it's not what you did yesterday that affects your health today. It's what you've been doing for the past 10, 15, 20, 30 years. People don't get that. They think, I'm going to change my diet today and I'll be healthy tomorrow. It doesn't work that way. It has a prolonged effect because of what we call cellular turnover in biology. A certain amount of cells are replaced every single day. When you have a high nutrient content in the food that you're eating, those cells are much healthier. If you don't have that nutrient content, the cells that are being replaced are weaker than the cells they replace, which is one of the primary reasons that is postulated that causes the aging process. People are always saying to me, how in the world can you be 65 years old and you look as young as you do, or you have the mental energy that you still have? Well, the reality is because I've been eating clean most of my life, and I've been doing everything I possibly can when I was 20 years old, 25 years old, 45 years old, 55 years old to be in the condition that I'm in right now. I still go in the gym right now at the age of 65 and curl 100 pounds on an easy curl bar.
Do you, curl 100 pounds?
Whoa. Well, I've got a video of me on the video. I've got a video of me on the Health Masters website. I can send it to you, Dave. You can post it. I was 62. It's a couple of years ago, and I did 100 pound curls. I did 8 reps in a row.
You know, I do tricep extensions, and I can do 110 pounds. And I thought I was doing good, but I ain't doing no 100 pound curls. Although I have a torn, I have a torn bicep too. So. That kind of limits.
Well, no, don't be doing any heavy curls with a torn bicep. Yeah. You'll continue the tearing process. But let's talk real quick about COVID real quick. And let's talk about the death rates associated with this kill shot
they're giving us. Let's do it.
You know, many people are dying upon shot within 24 to 48 to 72 hours they're dying. They check them for about 20 minutes, they send them home, which is ridiculous. Many people now are coming down with long-term disabilities. Usually takes 6 to 8 weeks for this RNA spike protein to really, really affect the body, affect the ovaries, and affect the testicles. Many people find several months into this thing they get antibody-induced enhancement. And we need to realize that we have about the 28 of the 55 tissues in the body are attacked by these spike proteins. You know, with all types of autoimmune conditions, you end up with basically a compromised, suppressed immune system. You get an increased acidity in the body, which leads to cancer. And they're doing it because they're trying to reduce the population of the planet. They really are. They are doing everything they can by hook or by crook to destroy the planet that God gave us. And they try to kill us too, by the way, because Klaus Schwab, God, the Nazi want to be, he basically says, what does he say, Dave? By 2030, you will own nothing and you will love it. And the thing about it is, it's so stupid, is that he really believes this stuff. Why? Because he's another Kabbalist banker boy. That's all he is, another Luciferian. And he wants to destroy the planet and destroy God's creatures. Why? Because they don't believe that you and I are created in God's image. They believe that they have, because they are, they consider themselves the benigni Nephilim or the benigni Elohim. They consider themselves being the progeny and the bloodline of Lucifer himself, that they're different than us and they have different DNA. So if they kill us, to them, it's like stomping on an ant for us. They don't care about us. That's why they want to reduce the planet population down to 500 million or to 1 billion. That's all they want. And the rest of us have to go away because they consider us to be useless eaters, like Henry Kissinger said. So it's very, very important that we all realize the globalists, the Kabbalists, if you want to call them globalists, you can, but they're Kabbalists what they are. They wear the red string around their wrist. They control the planet, control the Central Reserve Banks, and also control the media. That they're doing everything they can to subvert the United States of America. I mean, we have PBS now telling us how bad our Constitution is, how bad our Bill of Rights are. I mean, we have all of these Hollywood stars talking about how horrible the United States is. The problem is, Dave, when they do that, they don't give any viable solutions to what they say the problems of the United States are. Now, I realize we've got issues that we've done in the past in the United States which aren't right. I got that. Every country has that. You know, we have a lot of colonialism that happened with England, a lot of forced stuff that was done to the United States colonies, and a lot of stuff that England did here. But the reality is the United States has been the best country, the best opportunity the world has ever seen as far as from a Christian standpoint. Now, Rome lasted longer. I will give Rome credit for that because the United States is not going to last nearly as long as Rome did because we stopped, as Rome did, they stopped raising little Romans and we stopped raising little Americans because of cultural Marxism. And the teachings of the Frankfurt School, which permeated our university system starting in 1933, 34, 35, and have worked our way through every facet of society now, including this transgender nonsense, which is part of the Kabbalah because they believe that God is a hermaphrodite. They believe he has no visible sexes as far as male or female, that he's an hermaphrodite. So to them, the highest expression of what a human could be would be hermaphroditic. And what they're going to do with these kill shots, they're going to affect ovarian and testicular function to prevent the onset of puberty, ovulation, and manhood. And so we're going to have a whole bunch of quote-unquote transsexuals, transgenders, within 10 to 15 years, the population will be basically deluged with them. And that's why they're starting to put together now rights for transgenders because they know what they're doing. They know how they're going to change all of us. And the sad part about it is the vast majority of people out there on the Christian right, they don't want to believe any of this stuff, Dave. They want to believe that it's happy, 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 nothing's going to go wrong, and that their church basically is going to continue to do exactly what it does, and they don't even realize, like you've pointed out, and you, by the way, one of the only people that have talked about it, besides me, is the clergy response team that's going to be run through FEMA. And by the way, that article you sent out this past week, I know you took a lot of heat over that, as far as, you know, what's going on with FEMA, what's going on with these quote-unquote concentration slash work camp slash FEMA camps. It's a 300-page article. I sent that article to a friend of mine who just retired a couple of years ago as a full bird colonel in the United States Air Force. And I said to him, his name is Don. I said, Don, I just got this across the mail. I think it's real. I've been told it was real. I need you to tell me what you think about this article. And I sent you his response, Dave. And basically what he said was this. This is an Army manual. It's still in full effect, and it's very real. So for all of you guys who don't believe that when Dave put that out it was real, it's real. Now, have they implemented that? No. But I'm going to say this, as I said on my show with Austin yesterday on the Ted and Austin Brower show. We sat back and watched the Patriot Act occur, which is basically the enabling act that Hitler did in 1933 when the Reichstag via false flag was burned. Okay? And I warned people back in 2001, we passed the Patriot Act. I said, it's a bad act because George Bush may not implement all of his provisions, but another president, another figurehead, because remember, these presidents don't control anything. What they do is what they did with Operation Valkyrie in Germany when Hitler was the attempted assassination, when he was tried, they tried to blow him up in his bunker at the Wolf's Lair. Yeah. What they do is they put all of these things into the press, into the laws of the country before the event occurs, so they can't be held accountable if they implement the events from a legal standpoint. In other words, they don't want to show up in a Nuremberg trial. Okay, they don't want to do that. So, hey, this was legal. It was the law of the land. That's the problem with any of these things, including the FEMA document, the Army document that Dave posted last week. It may not be implemented right now, but the provisions are already in place. Now, with Hitler, he didn't play the game. Okay, they tried to kill him. They did not. He ended up killing basically over 2,500 of them. I think he hung thousands of people that were involved in Operation Valkyrie trying to seize the governmental control away from him. Tom Cruise did a movie on this. It was called Operation Valkyrie. And we need to realize that that's very real and it happened. But guys, this is what they're doing with us right now. They're putting these things into law. They're putting these things into the military. So in the event that we have a contingency or continuity of government occur, you know, with an EMP, with a missile strike, which I don't think will happen. I think it'll be EMP or it'll be a biological. I mean, why would they try to destroy the infrastructure of the United States and all the 5G towers they just put up? They're not going to do that. But I've said for years and years and years, they're going to put biologicals out. And they're doing it. They're doing it right now. And yeah, people are basically getting on the platform to hop on the last train to Auschwitz. And not only are they getting on the platform and getting on the train voluntarily, they are elbowing their way to the front of the line to get their kill shots. It's the most stupid, asinine thing I've ever seen in my entire life, that people are lining up for this thing and begging to get it, with 47% of the population now saying that we want the shot and trying to force the other 53% to get it. I guarantee you, Biden, who basically is senile, who has no control whatsoever, our country is being run by BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street, the international banking cabals, and the bloodline families, in case you guys are curious, and the highest levels of the Masonic Lodges, and the CFR, and the Committee of 300, and the United Nations. All of these groups work together, controlled through the international bankers, through the Costa Nostra, basically it's a mafioso group that runs and controls the money supply on the planet. And that's the ones who really are exerting the control, and they answer directly to, you're not going to believe this one, Lucifer himself. And they want to tie us together into a hive mind through a 5G network to basically allow him to become omnipresent, to control our very minds and our very thoughts, so that we can create this same negative energy field that he had in Genesis chapter 6, where it says that every thought of every man was evil all the time. Don't believe me? Believe Jesus. Jesus said in the Gospels, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon my return. In the days of Noah, every thought was evil all the time. I personally believe they were using the pyramids as transformers and transmitters to control the energy field around the planet, because there are tens of thousands of pyramids all over the world, and many of them have been put down at the bottom of the oceans now when the continental plates shifted apart with Noah and the flood, and they're buried on the seafloor, and they're not working as transmitters anymore. Just thought I'd mention that, because when you move water at 200 meters per second, it changes its molecular structure and starts putting out an energy field that starts glowing blue. And many of these pyramids were put on top of water mains, water lines, ley lines that were creating huge energy fields around the pyramids. And that, I believe, allowed the ancient aliens, ancient angels, whatever you want to call them, to control the thoughts and the hearts of the men on this planet. Remember, it was so bad that God looked down on the planet. He regretted having made man, because it had become so corrupt and so nasty and so filthy. And then he flooded the entire planet and left Noah. But then they came right back. It says that these fallen angels were there before and after the flood. It says that in Genesis chapter 6. And now they've come back. That's why I don't believe we're going to have nukes. Could we have an invasion from another country in the United States? Yes. But are they going to use nukes? I don't think so.
No, you're
because they're
right.
Going to destroy the very 5G, 6G system they put up, Dave.
I think you're right about the biologicals. Let me tell you what happened with my family last night. We're on vacation in San Diego, and I'll just say this as a precursor. We got vandalized 13 months ago. We've taken steps to make sure that doesn't happen. So you're better off coming to our house when we're there than when we're gone. Yeah, just trust me on that. So we have other members of our family who are out here visiting other members of our family in San Diego. Well, some of our family went home yesterday, and my wife got a message from her sister saying, we got this cryptic message on all of our cell phones as we were traveling at the same time, and it said, do not go into the area for 12 hours. We will advise. And then it was like an Amber Alert. But it was like no Amber Alert they'd ever seen. And then they were contacting people on Facebook, you know, as they normally do, or whatever they do in social media. They weren't the only ones that got this message. And I'll tell you, I discussed this with Paul Preston in depth last night. I think what's going on is they're practicing a subnet communication. It did not want to be discovered. They were just testing it on random areas. And they are doing it in preparation for the release of biologicals. Don't go into the area for 12 hours. That, to me, was the giveaway. And I think, Ted, you're exactly right. This is what's coming.
Well, no, it is. In fact, G. Edward Griffin had an article on his website today. He said, is the Delta variant a hoax, or is it a cover for COVID vaccine-related deaths? The same thing is going to happen, Dave, when they release the biologicals. They're going to say, hey, this variant has come in. because the people have not been vaccinated, they're causing everybody else to get it. It's all gonna be doublespeak like Goebbels did. In fact, G. Everett Griffin, this is what he said. Medical authorities and the media are hyping the new Delta variant of COVID-19, and the World Health Organization is urging people to return to wearing masks and social distancing, even if they are fully vaccinated. In Israel, about half the people who were diagnosed with the Delta variant were fully vaccinated. A recent British study showed that 59% of the people who were diagnosed with the Delta variant and died and received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. Critically, the Delta variant is a cover for vaccine-related deaths. Dr. Andrew Kaufman explained in a prior video that the medical authorities failed to reproduce their experiments that identify the COVID-19 and that COVID-CO2 and claim it is a variant or mutant which they cannot be proven to exist. And I'm going to say, because I don't agree with all of that, but what I will say is this. The real COVID that hit us back a year and a half ago was real. It mutated very, very quickly. But the real death shot, the real kill shot is the vaccine. It really is. And people don't understand what's going to happen to them if they get autoimmune enhancement in their system and their cells, and if they get exposed to a coronavirus in the real world, like a cold, and their body can't produce antibodies against it, and they die of sepsis, which is how pretty much all the cats and all the ferrets died who were working with the COVID vaccine many years ago. That's how they all died, of sepsis. And I will say this too, Dave, and I haven't even told you this. About 3 months ago, when all these vaccinations started getting really prevalent, my daughter-in-law took the grandchildren to church one night. And, of course, you know, everybody's bragging about how they've been vaccinated. And she comes down with basically some type of COVID that was caused from viral shedding. We still don't know how that transmits, probably through the lungs. And she got deathly ill. And she stopped her period for almost a month. She was late for almost a month. In fact, she thought she might be pregnant because she wasn't having a period anymore. She got deathly ill and had to go get intravenous vitamin C. The two children, they got deathly ill, the 3- and 5-year-old, but they recovered relatively quickly, much better than their mom did. Austin got unbelievably sick. The dog got unbelievably sick, the 7-year-old dog they had, and he ended up coming down with sepsis, and they had to put him down. He died. This actually happened to my family. And so somehow this viral shedding, if it's from the feces, it's from the air we're breathing. I don't know what it's from. I personally think it's coming out of the lungs from expired lung cells and other types of cells that are basically discharge when you breathe, that basically other people inhale. This is some dangerous stuff. And Dave, you're 100% right. It's going to be the biologicals. They have spent tens of billions, if not hundreds of billions of dollars now. I've got 5G towers everywhere around us now, 6G towers going in, huge, huge antenna arrays everywhere in the neighborhoods. I mean, it's insanity what they've done. They're not going to come in with a nuclear weapon and vaporize their own antenna structure. It took God flooding the planet, pulling the continent plates apart to turn off the transmitters from these pyramids all over the world to stop what they were doing thousands and thousands of years ago. They're not going to do that to themselves. This alien presence, this Luciferian presence, they're called so many different things over the decades. You know, you've got – but they're all the ancient Canaanite religions of the worshiping of Baal, of Moloch, of Asherah, of Quetzalcoatl. This list goes on and on and on, but it's always worshiping the same entities. This group of people who basically serve these entities are running the planet, and they again consider themselves to be the 9D Nephilim, the sons of the fallen, the progeny of Lucifer himself. You say, well, that sounds crazy. It sounds crazy to me too. I think they're all nuts, but this is what they say. And so this is the problem. Because of that, they basically have no empathy and no sympathy. It's been basically bred out of them or taken out of their DNA structure. So they don't care if they kill 7 billion people on the planet. They can care less. It's like you and me walking out back and stepping in a red ant bed and going out there and spraying the red ants with Raid. I'm not going to remorse that I killed the red ants that bit me. That's how they look at you. They see you as animal. They don't see you as human. They don't consider that you even have a soul. They really believe this crap. And see, that's the problem that we have with the world, quote unquote, globalists, the Kabbalists, calling what they are, who run the planet. They want to have what are they in their own literature. They say they want 2,500 slaves each for the people that are left, that basically are the globalists, the Kabbalists, which are about 200,000. Well, if you multiply 200,000 times the 2,500, it leaves you about 500 million people left on the planet, which is kind of what the Georgia Guidestone says, right? And so this is what they want to do. Now, we can pretend like this isn't going to happen. We can pretend like it's not going to be like this. But, guys, it's going to be that way. But here's what we have to do, and this is so important. Listen to me, everybody. We as Christians have tremendous power when we pray in the aggregate. That's why they've compromised the churches with the name it, claim it, blab it, grab it group. to compromise the churches. They're awful. They really are. 80% of our churches today don't even preach Jesus or Christ crucified or the blood of Jesus any longer. They don't even preach it. They basically completely compromise to the ways of the world, and they accept sin in every variation, including, well, I won't go there, every type of sin in the congregation. Why? Because it creates a larger giving unit base, and they get more money. So they can have more private jets. I know them. They have more mansions. I know them. I know a bunch of these guys. I've done a lot of TV on Christian networks, and I'm telling you, about 90% of the guys that are on Christian TV, 90% of these pastors in the pulpit on TV are deeply, deeply flawed and compromised. And if you knew their private lives, you would never send them a penny. I'm telling you that in advance. I know them personally. I'm telling you that. Support your local church. Find a patriotic church that you can belong to from a pastor that will actually preach the truth from the pulpit and cover current events and tell you what's going on. Pray like it's all up to you. That's what you need to do. And work like it's all up to you. And then pray like it's all up to God. Pray everything you possibly can on an ongoing basis. And remember, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, that this is the day the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. But we have to come together and we have to coalesce as Christians. Now they're saying that this rally in on January the 6th, white Christian nationalists that basically went up there, and they were horrible, horrible people. I posted that article on healthmasters.com, and there are actually more propagandas going out, more propaganda, because they hate white people. Why? Because they hate Protestants. Why? Because we stand against the Kabbalah and everything it stands for. And we're trying our best to avoid returning back to the days of Rome and back to the days of Noah, where every thought was evil all the time, and that's where they want us to go. So we've got to stand against this. We've got to have meetings. Tomorrow, Austin and I are going to the county board meeting to oppose more stuff they're doing in our county. You've got to go out. Listen to me, friends. I'm talking to you right now, and you know I'm talking to you. You've got to go out to your board meetings, to your city commission meetings, to your county meetings, and you've got to stand and you've got to tell them what you don't want and what you do want. Now, if you have a problem speaking in front of a group, here's what I recommend you do. Write it down on a sheet of paper. Type it out so you can read it and go up and read a statement, because a lot of people are scared to death to talk, you know, publicly. But if you could read a statement out loud, that's all you got to do. And if you can't go and read because you're scared, because a lot of people are scared to speak in public, then at least go and support the people that are speaking against what you don't want.
Exactly.
This is very important. Remember, we laughed when Sarah Palin made fun of Barack Obama back when she was running for president with McCain, that god-awful person he was, back in 2008. She started joking about Barack Obama being a community organizer. Let me tell you something. Rules for Radicals with Sal Alinsky, one of the primary things they promote and preach in that doggone book was basically being community organizers and working with the grassroots in your local community to get things done that you want from a communist standpoint. We can turn all that back on them, and we can start doing it from a Christian standpoint. But we can't do that sitting around in the house watching TV, eating our MSG-laced potato chips, drinking our diet soda in a stupor because we basically poisoned ourselves and wondering what in the world's happened to our country and why it went the hell in a handbasket. We've got to get out and do stuff, Dave. And it's important that we all do it in aggregate and we let them know up front, like I did at that meeting. I said, I'm a Christian. My Lord and Savior is Jesus Christ. I said it at the doggone school board meeting because I knew they were a bunch of globalist people that were there that were pushing communist agenda and cultural Marxism, Common Core, and basically anti-white race theory with critical race theory. I mean, it's insane what the things are that they are preaching to these children. And the National Education Association, the largest teachers union, just came out and said they're going to promote critical race theory throughout all of their teachers throughout all of the United States starting immediately. Guys, if we don't stop this crap, this country is going to be in the ash heap of history. We'll be part of the New World Order with Klaus Schwab and nobody will own anything. That's what they want.
Ted, it already is.
But we don't stop
it. It already is.
Yep.
Ted, in the brief time we have left, first of all, folks, you heard Ted talk about some of his supplements, conditions. He has people you can talk to there at healthmasters.com. The number's there on the screen. Just remember healthmasters.com and use that coupon code DAVE5. But, Ted, you've got a really good radio show. You've alluded to it with you and your son, Austin. How do people listen to your show?
All they've got to do is go to healthmasters.com and go down and scroll down the main page. It'll say radio show, broadcast, podcast. It'll be on the right. You click on it. It'll take you to the page where all of our podcasts are. We do them every day. We've done over 1,000 podcasts, by the way, guys, over 1,000 now. We've been doing this since 2015. And, guys, it's so important that you support Dave Hodges. You support Hagman. You support the Ted and Austin Brewer Show. You support Health Masters. Why do you have to do that? Well, you don't have to do anything. But why do we ask that you do that? Well, because if you don't support us because of all the censorship we're getting, we can't generate any revenue. And we can't continue to bring you the truth. We can't continue to talk to you about Jesus, who's the author, the finisher, the perfecter of our faith, and what we have to do as Christians. They're going to silence us. They took me off of YouTube 3.5 years ago, me and Austin, because I guess we were too vocal for them. Before anybody else got censored, we got censored. So make sure that you listen to the shows like the one we just did, and you support those shows. If you don't hear what I told you on the show today on other broadcasts, they ain't telling you the whole truth. And you need to realize that. It's very important to support Dave and support us and support Health Masters. And I love you guys. I pray for you every single day. And I want to thank you again for being part of the solution.
No, Ted, you're absolutely right. And you and Austin are doing just an absolutely fantastic job. Every time I turn around, I hear good things about your show. But you don't mix any words, that's for sure. You tell it just as it is. What's the number people can call to Health Masters to find out more about the products?
We're not going to tell you to stop taking medication. You know, if you got medical conditions, you need to talk to your medical doctor about that if they put you on drugs. That's number one. Don't be calling us up telling, because we don't do that. We'll tell you what supplements do, how they can increase your energy levels, how you can feel great with them, but we don't give medical advice ever on our show. It's 1-800-726-1834, 1-800-726-1834. And I'm going to ask you again, don't call my office up. I'm asking you, this as a personal favor. Tie up my staff and then go buy your supplements elsewhere. Please don't do that, because if you want to get advice and you want to go buy your products at the local vitamin hut, go talk to the people at local vitamin hut. Go ask them what to do.
No,
don't call us up. It's not fair.
You know,
it's not fair
I
to do
totally
that to
agree
us
with
and
you.
To our staff.
I think we've made that point clear, and hopefully people will adhere to that. Ted, my friend, we are flat out of time. I want to thank you for coming on. Look forward to the next time you're on with us.
Dave, it's always my pleasure. I appreciate you, my friend. Good talking
Thanks,
to you.
Thanks, Ted. Man.